The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
America will be a respectful and constructive partner. We will neither tolerate terrorist safe havens nor act as an occupying power.
That's the press speaking during the General Assembly earlier in the day at New York with lots of countries present. Meanwhile, just hours later, boom, a huge airstrike, and it hits the mark. Hits him in the wallet. That's what you have to do with ISIS. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So as you are warm and cozy in whatever nook and cranny you hail from where you're getting this show, you take comfort, I think, or you should take comfort in the fact that, yeah, finally, we've got the Arab nations involved in this. You have Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, who had planes in the air pounding the mobile oil refineries used by ISIS to produce about $2 million a day in money, feeding their frenzy. So they're still in the game, but they're getting weaker. This was a great hit, and I love the idea that now it's not just about conversation. It's not about King Abdullah and Jordan saying, yeah, yeah, you know, we've got to be involved in this. This is not about religion. This is about good versus evil. These are bad people. The Arab world gets it. They get it. And that's why they were in the sky. That's why Saudi Arabia was there. That's why the UAE was there, right there with the U.S. during the operation. Boom, 12 locations. That's it. They're still trying to assess what they believe is the massive damage because of the attacks. But all signs point to big success. Big success. That latest round was terrific. And it's this $2 million a day from oil produced by the mobile refinery. So this is a very good hit. That's what you do. Take out their reserves. Take out the source of the money, some of the money that they are getting. So the Security Council adopted a resolution drawn up by the United States actually addressing this threat posed by these foreign fighters. And that's one of the things that happened during the day. China and Russia, both permanent members of the Security Council, have blocked a number of attempts to force the Syrian president, Bashar al-Assad, to step down as a way to kind of bring about that end. Of course it would, that three-year civil war that's been raging on, that has now led to the rise of ISIS and some other terror groups. But this action in Syria is not completely or widely embraced. However, the people that count are lining up to be involved. The Dutch Foreign Ministry announced Wednesday that their military is going to contribute 6 F-16 fighter jets and 250 troops to hit the airstrikes, to be a part of that, and to train Iraqi and Kurdish forces. Belgian Foreign Minister Reinders said his country's parliament is going to look at a request for 6 of its fighter jets to take part in the bombing. British Prime Minister David Cameron said he's recalling Parliament Friday to secure the approval he needs for the United Kingdom to participate in the Iraq air campaign, and they better jump in. Because half of the nuts that are beheading people have British accents. Too many Brits are being recruited and are part of this ISIS network. But he has to have the official approval. So in Syria, U.S. and coalition fighters had a hit an ISIS staging area near the Iraqi border. That took out 8 of their tanks and trucks and whatnot. And boy, hitting the refineries, that was big. I mean, that was big. And then the other part of this is the Khorasan group that we heard about in Raqqa, where their communications network was taken out a couple of days ago, was big because terror attacks were being plotted there, almost to the point of execution, where there were people ready to go who had better bombs that they could get through security in toothpaste, in the form of toothpaste and clothing. And the thought was, if this had happened, if they had gotten through and gotten on the planes, they wouldn't have been stopped. It would have been impossible to stop them. And we'd be talking about some really awful things here, as we are, on America Tonight, but even worse. As many planes were targeted as potential weapons against the United States, against England, and some other countries as well. So now everything is coming together at once. It's interesting. You have the General Assembly, you have the airstrikes and several nations being involved, and you have all these countries listening at the UN to the president saying we have to dismantle this Islamic State network of death, and that's what it is. And he's right on that. That was a strong statement because they've wreaked havoc in the Middle East. They've drawn the U.S. back into this cockamamie military action because we have no choice and we have to be there after the billions that we've spent in Iraq training their army, training their police force. Now we're back in the trenches, so to speak, in a way, again. The president said the U.S. would be a respectful and constructive partner in confronting the militants through force, but he also implored Muslims in the Middle East to reject the ideology that has led to groups, that has spawned groups like the Islamic State, and to cut off funding, the money, follow the money, to cut off funding that has allowed the terror groups and others to thrive. Strong statement. He's right. We know that. We've talked about that. That's why we were waiting for the Arab nations to get involved. You cannot pump money into these nuts because they're walking around with machetes, machine guns, all in black, with different accents, American, British, and those from the Middle East, and wreaking havoc with way too many people, innocent people. The president said in his 38-minute address, ultimately the task of rejecting sectarianism and extremism is a generational task, a task for the people of the Middle East themselves. No external power can bring about a transformation of hearts and minds. Another strong point that I would agree with. This is the big problem in the first place. So away we go. The threats have drawn us back into the conflict in the Middle East. We were trying to avoid it. We are mired in the quicksand. And we could be there for a while. It's probably going to be a lengthy campaign. Stay with me. We're booting it to the other side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining BillsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know how great, what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning. $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com. PhilsGang.com or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
We are the underdog, but rather than focus on what we don't have, what we do have is a great group of 12 guys that really enjoy each other's company, have a lot of fun together, and like I said, we are hopefully bringing our best games to Scotland, because we're going to need it to make it a tight race and a close one for Sunday. We're here without Tiger Woods, we're without Dustin Johnson, we're without Jason Duffner, but... And we're playing a team that has players like McIlroy and Stenson, who have played just incredible golf over the years. I'm sure they're going to play every match, and they're going to be extremely tough to beat, whoever gets paired against them.
All right, Ryder Cup, it's all on the line. If you remember and you heard one of my sports shorts, we haven't won since 93 on foreign soil. Tom Watson was the captain of the team then. He is the captain this time around. The drama is starting to unfold. And that was Phil Mickelson, lefty, talking about who isn't there and how they have to play so well to win the Ryder Cup. Let's hope it's close. It is a really fun thing to watch. If you like golf, it's the layup to watch it. But if you like the whole idea of American pride, and let's see how the Americans do, then you want to at least catch the scores on the Ryder Cup. And maybe, maybe this time around we'll win. The U.S. will win again and knock off those pesky Europeans. They're like gnats, man. They will not go away, I'm telling you. All right, Grem de la Grème joins us now. Hello, what's on your mind?
Hey, I'm with you on Dallas winning this game. I'm saying that New Orleans is going to go 13 and Dallas will go 20.
So you and I are the only ones that believe that, just so you know. Crazy,
yeah,
huh?
I was close with Chicago now, and you got me with two NFC teams again. And I'm not really an NFC fan. I mean, they're like the bad guys. They wear the black cowboy suits. The AFC wears the white.
You know what? You're kind of right about it. What's your favorite team? Do you have a favorite team?
I was born the year they were formed, and I was 6 years old when I stepped on the field, and I'm a mile high.
Oh, Denver. Yeah, boy, I love Peyton Manning. That's that was heartbreaking. They almost won against Seattle last week. What a game that turned out to be, though.
Well, it's kind of hard to play Vegas, too. They're the ugly. Just like the Western, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
I love that. I love that analogy. That's great. So we'll see if you're right about the Dallas Cowboys, because most people are really lining up against the Cowboys, and they think, although most people think it's going to be a close game, I looked at some of the analysis of it, still the belief is the Saints will come marching in and take it away from Dallas, and Dallas will want to get any win they can on the board with the Eagles playing so hot right now, although the Eagles will be in San Francisco taking on the 49ers. But the game, without a doubt, is the Cowboys and the Saints, and we are in week four in the NFL. Hard to believe. Time flies, and it's been a rough year for the NFL for some of the ridiculous antics that have happened from the league office, the way Roger Goodell, frankly, handled the crisis. I can't believe a league with that much money just doesn't have a crisis communications PR firm that handles something the second it happens and shows the league how to get in front of it. Man, there's a reason why those people are experts in doing that. Dr. E in Kentucky. Well, my, oh, my. Dr. E, how many miles do you have on that car?
Oh, my little car is my daughter's car now. It's got 430 miles on it now, 430,000 miles on it, but I had to get me a new one.
Oh, 430,000 miles, though. That's still miraculous. I love it.
Yeah. So you been doing all right?
I am great. How have you been doing?
I've been doing all right. I was going to call in and give you the scores and find out I'm just a little bit too late now.
Well, what do you think? We'll let you slide. What do you think the score is going to be? I'll ask the guys who have already weighed in. But what do you think the score is going to be?
Is it Philly and the Cowboys?
No, it's the Cowboys and the Saints in Dallas.
Oh, I'll take the Saints, 17-10.
17-10, the Saints. Boy, everybody, Dr. E, lined up with the Saints. Pete took the Saints. Dan in Texas took the Saints. Jack down under took the Saints. And so you just pile on with the Saints. Everybody's taking the Saints except for me and Graham de la Graham. That's it.
Oh, you're kidding. I figured it has somebody that wants the Cowboys win other than you.
Yeah, I figured that this is, you know, in front of the home crowd, there's got to be a little extra juice, especially for the way they came out to start the season. So I think they're going to come to play this time around. Boy, it's so good to hear your voice, Dr. E. We got to get back on Lexington, Kentucky. That's a fun place to be on. The people in Kentucky are really, really super good people. We were talking about the Ryder Cup in this match play situation. A lot of people hate golf, can't stand to watch it on TV. And if there was going to be a sport they were going to watch, it wouldn't be golf. But it is exciting because if you got sucked into, like, the Olympics or a World Cup soccer because you were watching the U.S., well, this is the ultimate because you've got the U.S. and the others. You have the U.S. and the Europeans. And so that makes for heavy drama. And the stage is absolutely set. When you have Rory McIlroy, who's been tearing things up, the kid from Northern Ireland, and both teams just really set up, I mean, set up to carve up the course, I think, where it's going to be close. I mean, I think it's going to be a close Ryder Cup, but it's in Scotland. And the United States has not fared very well when it comes to playing on foreign soil with a cup of since it's been 93. All right, I said something about Roger Goodell and the nightmare that has been this year in the NFL for the commissioner. Drew Brees, who was playing in that game against the Dallas Cowboys, obviously, as the quarterback of the Saints, was pretty critical of the way the commissioner has been handling the disciplinary stuff in the last couple of years, including the Saints bounty investigation. Brees said he hoped the NFL's latest controversies finally lead to new kinds of disciplinary systems that are fair, transparent, and includes the Players Association and independent experts instead of unilaterally deciding and making it that there's no checks and balances. And he's right. He says too many times over the last few years, a punishment was handed down and nobody really saw the evidence except for those in the league office. So decisions were made in a trustless kind of way, but the public didn't see any of the facts. And did the accused see any of the facts? And he says in most cases, no. So why wouldn't the Players Association should be drawn into this, especially with what the Saints went through, the fight over the bounty suspensions in 2012, which led to a lot of problems, including the former NFL commissioner Paul Tagliabue vacating all of Goodell's player punishments. So, you know, remember the coach Sean Payton and the general manager Mickey Loomis didn't have any kind of a recourse to fight the severe punishment that they were handed down, basically bounced and then had to come back after a year. That's what happened with Sean Payton. So this time around, Roger Goodell in the thick of it for what's happening now with the domestic violence situations and the child abuse charge hanging over Adrian Peterson. And you know, there's no way that anybody who's the commissioner of a league like the NFL can police bad behavior, can police ridiculous, outrageous behavior. There's no way they could do that. It's not possible. How can they predict it? But it's how they handle it. And they should have handled the Ray Rice situation especially, which led to all the complaints, a lot better. Drew Brees is right. Just have an independent panel. Just come up with a transparent disciplinary system, and then they won't run into some of the problems that they've had. And they will include the Players Association instead of the players being told afterwards, okay, hey, this is what the punishment is. You're going to love our next couple of guests here on America Tonight. Dan Oates, Space Camp in Huntsville, Alabama, talking about blind kids being able to scuba dive and feel what it's like to be an astronaut. And Leah Keller, Made in America. All coming up next on America Tonight.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Our virtual green room. It's so cool. I would love to do this myself, but can you imagine going to Space Camp, the U.S. Space and Rocket Center, this past week in Huntsville, Alabama, for the 25th year, visually impaired students from 24 states and 11 countries learning what it's like to be an astronaut. And we have one of the campers with us right now, Marie Young. Hey, Marie, thanks for coming on the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Tell me, what was your favorite thing about Space Camp? What was the coolest thing you did? If you go back to school and you tell your friends what you did, what would be the first thing you would tell them that you liked the best?
Oh, gosh. Well, today I had to climb a 30-foot telephone pole, but I was harnessed up, and I was on this little platform about, like, 4 inches wide and 4 inches tall, and I had to stand on top of this platform and I looked down at everyone, and they looked so tiny, and I had to jump off. And it was pretty much like a leap of faith for everyone because they were holding me up. And I felt like on top of the world. It was amazing.
I love that you were on top of the world. And was it hard to go off that ledge? It had to be wild to do it, to get there. And
It was pretty nerve-wracking, but everyone was chanting my name and it was really encouraging.
Very neat. Well, I can tell you, I've never done anything like that. You've also met a lot of different people. You heard that I said there were kids from 24 states and 11 countries. Who have you buddied up with that you think you may stay in touch with? Did you meet some people you might stay in touch with?
I've met these two boys from Israel, and it was really cool hearing about how their lifestyle is like back there. And it was really amazing to compare it to what it's like here.
Neat.
They're not used to having bacon because they're not allowed to have to harvest pigs where they are. So it was kind of funny hearing that. And this boy from Ireland, he didn't know what pudding was, and so it was kind of difficult describing pudding to someone who's never had it before.
I like that. See, it's always about the food, Marie. It always comes back to food. Even if you're young or when you're older, we're always somehow talking about food, whether it's bacon or pudding. And then it must have been pretty cool to do. Didn't you do the weightless thing? Did you do that where you felt like you were in space an astronaut?
I went scuba diving, and it was pretty insane having that big tank on you and trying to go down solo, and it was crazy.
Neat. Well, I am jealous. What a cool experience that you had, and I'm sure you're going to take a lot of memories away from camp with you. I know there's a big ceremony coming up in the following day, and congratulations to you. That sounds like a very neat experience that you just had.
Thank you. I've been really excited to be here.
All right, Marie. So we go from Marie to the program coordinator, Dan Oates. And as I mentioned, it's 25 years that they've been doing this, that they've been bringing these visually impaired kids like Marie to the space camp. And all of this, by the way, is funded through charity, through charitable donations. And boy, people like to hear about it. And you just heard how Marie described, you could hear the excitement in her voice. I think it's an amazing program that they put on. Dan, thanks for coming on the show as well.
No problem. Glad to be here.
So tell me how this all came together. I mean, who was the brainchild behind this? What was the trust or the people that sat around a table and decided, you know what, this would be really cool if we did this?
Well, the whole program at Space Camp started in 1982, and then in 1989, a lady who was blind from New England called down to register, and Space Camp took her registration, and she mentioned she was blind, and they said, "Oh no, we can't do that. We don't know what to do with you." And of course, 1989 was a different time than it is today. But the director of the Space and Rocket Center at that time, Ed Buckby, who's also the founder of Space Camp, decided this is the time to start a program for blind and visually impaired children. So he called back his hometown in Romney, West Virginia, and incorporated the children at the School for the Blind there in West Virginia. And we brought 20 children down and tried the program out for the first time in 1990, and have been going strong ever since.
How do you adapt to kids that are visually impaired? I mean, do you have things with Braille on it, or what do you do with those kids that would be different from other kids who can see?
Well, we do all the written material in Braille, all the written material in large print. The computers here have speech on them, and they also have screen enlargement software so the kids can get their eyes right up and the screen appears bigger. And they learn how to navigate that with a special keypad that we have adapted here. And they take about, with kids and technology today, they take about 5 minutes to learn how to do that. The headphones here are special headphones for our kids with two audio channels. The right ear having mission control chatter and the left ear having computer speak. So the kids have to differentiate two audio signals at the same time.
Wow, that's interesting. Well, you know, in doing this, I know one of the things that happens is this high ropes course. What what's the object of the high ropes course? I don't know if I'd be able to do it. And how are they doing? How are they doing it?
Well, it's a 49-foot rock wall, and we get to the top, and it's a 200-yard zip line off with a 10-foot fall of faith. You sit on the edge of the platform, fall for 10 feet before the cable catches you, and then you zip on down. And then the 32-foot pamper pole that Marie was talking about. And the whole point behind it is the self-confidence that it gives the kids and the teamwork and the positive peer pressure, which is sort of rare these days, positive peer pressure that these kids get from their teammates. And like Marie said, it was a little crazy, but everybody was chanting her name. And that gets you up the pole, gets you to stand on the top of that little 8-inch platform on top of a 32-foot telephone pole, and then to jump off into the air with a harness on.
Yeah, I'm still processing that.
You think you can do everything.
I love it. What is it like for you to see this happening, to watch these kids come through this camp and do things like you just described?
Well, it's the reason I do it, because kids like Marie, I met this summer at a conference in California, and I just looked at her and I said, you've got to come. You're the kind of kid that will come here and love this. And I've got alumni back who came here in the late 90s, and they're now in their 30s, and they came back just to relive the feelings that they had here. Because for a lot of kids who are blind or visually impaired, they may be the only kid in their school, and it may not have any other blind or visually impaired peers to talk to. And they come here, and they are surrounded by their blind and visually impaired peers, and it's a high, and they're leaders here. They don't have to worry about being made fun of or being bullied. Here, they are like everybody else.
Yeah. Wow. It's just so amazing that these kids listening to the stories and whatnot. And I understand Helen Keller's great niece, Helen Keller Johnson, is actually going to come and speak to the campers, too, at the graduation.
Yeah, Keller Johnson lives about an hour and 15 minutes from here in Tuscumbia, in the same town where Helen Keller grew up. And Keller's been a friend of the program for a number of years, and I asked her to come over and speak, and she's the executive director of the Helen Keller Foundation, and she said she'd be honored to come, and we're honored to have her.
With the notice that you're getting, you know, with the publicity and people talking about it, do you have to limit the amount of kids? Do you find that you get a lot of people applying or wanting to come to it, and you have to have a cutoff point?
We've never had a cutoff point. This was our highest attendance at 202 children from 11 countries and 24 states. There is a breaking point that we'll eventually reach if the numbers continue to grow, simply because of the number of hours in a day, the number of teams, the number of missions that can exist at any one time here. But I think we're probably 50 kids away from that.
All right. So for now, if somebody's listening to us and they know somebody who's a good candidate, do you do it once a year or do you do it a couple times?
We do it once a year. Mm-hmm. Our program called Space Camp for Interested Visually Impaired Students, or SciViz, occurs in September. But the nice thing about Space Camp is this equipment they have here can be brought out of the warehouse, and the computers with a keystroke can be made to work for blind or visually impaired, totally accessible. So if a kid wants to come with his class of his sighted peers, they can come any time during the school year that Space Camp has a program. So while we offer a whole lot more, they're accessible now. They can come any time, and they used to freak out every time a blind kid came, and now it's just like, oh, yeah, it's fine. And that's the way it should be.
Yeah, boy, I so agree. Perfect way to end this, the SciViz program. Terrific stuff, program coordinator Dan Oates. Thanks.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
America. Thanks to our pal Izzy, who turned us on to our next guest. She's rabid, Izzy. She's the investigative arm, unofficially, of America Tonight. So she dug up Leah Keller for us from So Unique Homestead. And I'll tell you what, everything is made in America. Leah, thanks for joining us on the show.
No, thank you for having me.
So tell us about, first of all, tell us about your company and the things that you do.
Well, I basically started as a hobby throughout my life, and I just dabbled a little bit with a sewing machine. You know, I was forced to in high school, and then I learned to love it. And then I picked up, a crochet hook, and then I took some classes and, did a lot of research on it. And then I just kind of went from there, and I decided to come up with some of my own designs. And I wanted to use natural fibers and, from cotton to alpaca to cashmere, you know, just about anything you can find I can get or what I can get. And, I've done a lot of research, and I found a lot of artisan baby items, like people with like one-of-a-kind items. So I can usually design something for them, whether it's a blanket or an outfit, and then pretty much anything related to baby and children. But then I wanted to extend that to the gentlemen out there, and I designed my own trapper hat made with some genuine rabbit fur and organic Sherpa and cotton and, you know, camo colors. So good for the hunters or anybody that likes to do stuff outdoors. And so I wanted to create something that would last for years, not just something that's made in an assembly line overseas. You know, I make each item by myself, and everything's carefully inspected with my own two hands. You know, I'm not making, you know, doing it cheaply. And so that's basically how I got started, and that's what I got going on right now in my business. I'm hoping to eventually grow it and have other local moms or stay-at-home parents that would like to do things and still be able to take care of those children and be at home.
And so most, if somebody was wanted to see all of the stuff that you have, as you say, you do personalized things, they go online. You have a website.
Yes, ma'am. Currently, I have a Facebook page, you know, facebook.com/theuniquehomestead, and that's S-E-W, not S-O. And also, I have an Etsy, which is Etsy.com/shop/theuniquehomestead.
How hard was it to, is it to find, I mean, is this your passion that, it's your passion what you're doing, but was it your passion, your idea, let's keep it everything in America, right? Was that part of it?
Oh, yes. Yes, I am a big supporter of everything made in America, and it didn't quite start out as a passion, and I guess it grew into it. I just love doing that. I love creating new items and heirlooms, something that would bring happiness to somebody's life, and, you know, just keeping it everything from buying my supplies locally or, you know, in the U.S., I try to do that as much as possible, you know, supporting the locals.
Is what's the toughest thing that you've had to find that was made in America as you're pulling things together and not having to get it someplace else? Was there any kind of material or something you needed that was tough?
The rabbit fur, that was a challenge. Either it was from Mexico or China. And then hours and hours of research, I found somebody here in the U.S. that has a large supply for me.
Wow. And I would imagine, because, you know, you've described some of the things that you do, and you just said rabbit was the hardest thing. And so it is a genuine rabbit fur trapper hat that you have that's handmade. That you've got that on the Etsy site, right?
Yes. Yes.
And I would imagine that's pretty popular. It's getting popular because it's a beautiful hat. And I would imagine for a lot of the people, especially with now winter coming up, and you design them for uniquely too, right? For different types of kids. If you wanted something for a girl or wanted something for a boy, there's different kinds, right?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still currently working on, you know, I use duck cloth because I can find more designs. But for the camo, it is a poly blend, so it's very water resistant for the outdoorsmen. But for more like children and they want something cute or unique, I use 100% cotton duck cloth. And I didn't want to use ties because I thought that could be a choking hazard for little children, because I've made them for babies as well. So I hand sewn Velcro strips to the sides so they can hold them up if they want the ear flaps up, or they can keep them down. And I put them to where, you know, they don't snag if you put them in a gym bag, you know, sometimes your Velcro will stick to other clothing. So, I took careful consideration to the little ones, or, you know, even the gentlemen if they have it tied and, you know, on the panic button if they fall and get caught in a tree and it's tied around their neck, you know, you can take it from there.
Excellent. There you go. So I love it. Made in America, Leah Keller. Go to Etsy, So Unique Homestead. That's where you'll find her stuff. And I mean, I just absolutely love the trapper hats. They're the coolest thing.
Oh, thank you.
Leah, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you. And if you want something custom, a hat, if you're looking for a different color or design, you can just shoot me an email and I can find that for you.
Awesome. Thanks, Leah.
Thank you.
All right, so we're going to bring back, as we have from time to time, we find the right kind of people to do this Made in America. And the great thing about Leah, which is what our fabulous listener, Izzy, came across, is that everything is made in America. You heard her tell me during that interview that she had to do a bunch of research in trying to find the rabbit, because where was she going to get it? China or Mexico? And this is the problem that we keep running into. I'm very happy that she puts all over the Etsy site, handmade in the USA, because you start to pick things up. And remember, I had this challenge. It was a couple of years ago on the show when I started to realize, because my mother was telling me this, that things you wouldn't have thought were made in China, you know, turn it over or look into it and you find out they're made in China. Even when I was in Ireland, half of the stuff that you picked up in Ireland was not made in Ireland. It was made in China. And I thought, for goodness sake, you're in this country, especially if you're a tourist, and the idea is you're bringing something authentic back to somebody. It's not authentic. It was made in China. The shamrocks in these keychains were made in China. So it's a lot harder than one would think. And when you're in a business like the business that she's in, where you're talking about unique items, that's why I'm sure she put the "so unique." It's clever, but I'm sure she put that in there because of the quality and because of what she's making. It's handmade, but where you have the cotton hand crocheted rug, so even the thread, all that stuff, it takes a while to find some of that, because in the effort to make things cheaper, I mean, we're just like giving it away. So as you follow the trail, it's a trail that leads us so often to China, to Mexico, to India, to other places than the United States. It's very tough. I would challenge anyone. I would love to meet somebody, and I know nobody can 100% tell me this, where everything that they have, like, well, nothing's ever 100%. Well, so let's say 98% of what they own was made in America. I'd love to hear someone say that, because I don't think you can unequivocally say that. It's so tough. Whether it's a tiny part where the majority of it is actually assembled or made in the United States, some other part or some feature, I found this, comes from another country. And often what you'll hear from people who have businesses is that what was I supposed to do? It was too expensive, not cost effective. We got to make it cost effective. So hats off to Leah Keller for doing the whole Made in America thing. Hang with us.
This love we have together is so very strong, and it can last.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.